It's Wednesday, the 30th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Statistics Agency has launched the census main report in the capital. The final release gives Namibia a clear view of the country's population, housing conditions, and key statistics. Chairperson of the Statistics Board Committee, Ndiakupi Ngituamata, spoke at the event.
The census stands as a cornerstone of our nation's statistical landscape, offering a comprehensive snapshot of our population. Its characteristics and the socio-economic dynamics shaping our society. It serves as a vital instrument for informed decision-making, policy formulation, and development planning.
Statistician General Alex Shimwafeni explains that the population in certain areas increased by 67.4% between the 2011 and 2023 census.
At urban area, we have 1.512 million people in the urban areas, and in the rural areas, we have 1.509 million people. But if you look at the situation in 1991, the situation was worse. It was like almost three times, because in rural areas, it was 1.02 million, while in urban was only 382,000 people. In fact, that 382,000 is even less than what the Windhoek population is now, which is more than 480,000.
Open Society Foundation President Pinafia Noroji says the global economy system is not working for everyone and the face of poverty is predominantly black or female. She spoke to Newsroom Africa about the inequity.
This is a moment in the world where we can see that the global economic system is not working for everyone, and that actually there's widening inequality, there's growing debt and poverty in a lot of countries, particularly in Africa. And what we see is that, you know, the face of poverty is predominantly it's black or female. And so Open Societies is moving into doing more on economic and social rights.
Botswana is holding its national elections today, where the ruling Botswana Democratic Party is hoping to extend its 58-year reign. President Mokgweetsi Masisi is seeking a second and final term. Challenging Masisi are Duma Boko of the main opposition Umbrella for Democratic Change and Dumelang Saleshando of the Botswana Congress Party, as well as Mapeto Reatile from the Botswana Patriotic Front. And India and China have nearly finished disengagement at two disputed border points in the eastern Ladakh region, where their armies had stood face to face for nearly 4 hours.
Troops on both sides have broadly withdrawn from the areas of Depsang and Demchok. The two sides are also removing temporary structures such as huts and tents and will reportedly return to their bases, which existed before the conflict began in April 2020. Officials say coordinated patrolling between the two armies is expected to start soon in these areas. Experts say this is a sign of relations between the two countries improving considerably since a deadly clash between both sides sparked off this latest border dispute 4 years ago. Despite the disengagement, Indian officials say New Delhi will remain cautious and says building trust will take time. Sriyoshi Mukherjee, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.